Okay, Perek Hey of Megillas Esther. This is the fifth out of ten. Perek Hey, what happens? Well, so the Gzeira has been given, and Mordechai says, Esther, it's up to you. If you don't take this moment, then all might be lost for you, and you have to go and step up. And that's what she does. On the third day, she goes into the a private chamber of Ahasuerush, and she's very nervous. What's going to be? Is she going to be killed right on the spot, or is he going to extend his Sharbit HaZahav? And he does. He extends the Sharbit HaZahav. Esther touches it. Esther comes close, and the king says, "What, Esther, what can I do for you? I'll give you almost anything you want." And Esther says, "If it works out, I'd like to invite you and Haman to a party." And the king says, "Okay, quickly get Haman, get ready." And Haman hears about it, and he's very happy. The king at the party says, "Esther, what's Mashe'il Asech V'Nasein Lach? What could I do?" And Esther says, "I will tell you tomorrow if you and Haman come to another party." And fine, Haman goes out, Samech V'Tov Lev. He's very happy, and he sees Mordechai, and he can't stand him, and he says to his wife and to his family, "I don't know, I have great things, and I have kids, and I have money, and I have a great position, but it's not worth anything because I have Mordechai sitting there in the Shar HaMelech." So his wife says, "Why don't you build a tree 50 amos high and hang him on it?" And he says, "Great idea." And they built the large piece of wood, not a tree, a piece of wood standing up in order to hang Haman on the tree. That is the Perek as we get deeper into the Tzara of Klal Yisrael. So says the Perek Hey Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi Bayom Hashlishi, was the third day. You know, she's been fasting for 3 days. According to Chazal, it was Pesach, Yudal Tezvav Tezayin, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. And she wears Malchus. What exactly does that mean? So the Pashas, the Ebenezer says, is Levush Malchus. She puts on the royal clothing. You're going to see the king. You have to put on the royal clothing, even though she's been fasting for 3 days. But Chazal say, this is a remez. So this Perek is Daf Tezvav and Megillah. As we mentioned, many psukim, more than any other sefer in Tanakh, is darshaned by Chazal. So this is Daf Tezvav and Aleph, Tezvav and Beis. So, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus, what does that mean? Chazal say, Big day malchus mi boile. Amar Balazar Micharina Malamecha Lavashta Ruach Hakodesh. She got Ruach Hakodesh going in. Ksifacha Vatilbash Viksifhasa Viruach Lavsha Es Amosai. Right, Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that she had Ruach Hakodesh at this moment. Right, this is one of the rayas that, this is the raya that Chazal bring, that she was a Nevi'ah. The previous daf, when the Gemara talks about the seven Nevi'os that stood for Am Yisrael, Sarah, Miriam, Dvorah, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, and Esther, how do we know that Esther was a Nevi'ah? Right, all of the psukim are quoted, says the Gemara on the previous daf, Yudal Amabez, Dechsiv, Ayibayam, Ashlishiv, Atilbash, Esther, Malchus, right? She wore Malchus, and that's what she had. Interesting, the Mishnah Zav says, you know, there are other psukim in the Megillah, right? She wrote the Megillah, right? So why didn't the Gemara choose that one? That's the Maritz Chai, says Kasha, on that Gemara. Vatiftov Esther Amalka, Shekasos Megillas Esther, right? That's, why isn't that? It has to be a Navi if she wrote it. So suggest the Mishnah Zav, Venira Lomar, Shagamar Lomedes says, Zos Mipasik Zev, Atilbash Esther Malchus, Mishim Shebo Kasuv Gamis Ashaw, Vasiba, Shezachsalios Nevia. Why was she Zocha to be a Nevia? Because she was Moseres Nafsha. Hainosh Aide Maise Zeshaye Bonesinas Fahafkaras Kol Atzma, Laman Am Yisrael. Kashra Avadati Avati, as we just learned in the end of Perek Dalet, right? All different shot than what that means. But the Pasha, the Gemara says she's going to become Naseros Labailo. She's giving up her own family in order to save Klal Yisrael. So that's why Dafka here, it uses this Pasuk to show not only that she was a Nevi'ah, but why she was a Nevi'ah. Because she was ready to give everything up for Am Yisrael. She goes into the inner court, Nochach Beis HaMelech. V'Amelech Yoshev Al Kisei Malchus, Soba Beis HaMalchus. And the king is sitting there. Nochach Pesach Abayas, looking out. Vahi Kirosa Melech has Esther Amalka. When he sees Esther Amalka, Omedes Bachotzer, standing there, Nasa Chein Be'enav. She finds favor in his eyes. The Pasha sounds like, beautiful, she finds favor. Vayoshen Amalch Lesser, Shabbat Azov, he stretches out the golden staff, Asher Biyadav, Vatikar Vester, Vatika Barosh HaSharvit, she touches the Rosh HaSharvit. If you look at the Medrash, it was not so simple. Then the Medrash says that it wasn't so simple that she came in. Says the Medrash. Again, the Medrash, Esther Rava, fills in many of the details of the story. Says the Medrash, Vihine, when she walked in, Vamelech Yoshev Al Kisei Malchuso Belavush Zahav, Ve'Even Yikara, Vayisa Einav, Vayar Esther Omedes L'Mopana, Vativ Arbo Chamaso Me'od, Al Asher Hifra Toraso, Vatabo Lafana Below Kriya. He was fuming that she came in without being called. Vatisa Esther Esenea, she lifted up her eyes. Vateres Pene Amelafine Enov Keish Boeres, like a fire. Merova Chema Sherbelibo. Vatakara Malka is a Ketzef Hamelach. Esther at this moment realized. Vatisbahel Maod. Vatafeg Rucha. Vatasem Rosha Alhanara Somechas Yemina. She starts leaning on her maidens because she thought this was the end. Vayar Elokeinu Vayachmal Al Almo. Hashem sees and has Rachmanis on his nation. Vayifan Letzar HaYisoma Asher Batchabo. He turns to the Tsar of this orphan that trusted in him. Vayitin Lachin Lefnei HaMelech. VaYosef Yofi Al Yafya. He made her beautiful. VaHadr Al Hadra. VaYakam HaMelech BeBehala Mikiso. And the king gets up quickly. He sees VaYaret Al Esther HaMalka. VaYechabka VaYenashka. He gives her a hug and a kiss. VaYashlech Zroo Al Tzavara. And she throws his arm on her neck. He supports her. Vayomer Hamelach Esther Amalka, lama tefachati ki ados hazos asher sidarnu einena mutelas alecha. Right, these rules don't apply to you. Basher atrayati v'chavirati. Right, it doesn't apply to you. Doesn't apply to you. Vayomer la madua kasher riticha lo tedabri elai. Vatomer Esther Adoni Hamelach kasher riticha nifhala nafshi mipnichvotcha. I just your awesomeness. So I was just nervous. That was behind the scenes. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, why did Chazal darshan it this way? It doesn't appear pashas from the Psukim that he was happy and everything was good. Right? It says, she lifted up her eyes and the king, you know, stresses out the Shabbat Azov. See, she just maybe because Vayehi. Vayehi is always Lashon Tsar. That's the earlier Gemara in Megillah. Right? Vayehi b'me'achashveirosh. Vayehi is always Lashon Tsar. So maybe that's why. Remember the Vilna Gaon has the beautiful Vard on why Vayehi is Tsar and Vahaya is Simcha, v'hayayim shemot tishmu. So the Gra says, v'haya, haya is past tense, v'haya makes it in future, and it will be. Vayehi is the opposite, yehi is future, vayehi makes it the past. If we take our past and build it and make it into the future, and say we have so many opportunities and we have a bright future, we take the v'haya, make v'haya, look what could be. We make our past into the future, and we say there's so many things we can do in the future, that's Lashon Simcha. But if we take our future and say it's meshubit to the past, right? Whatever we did in the past, that's going to determine our future, and there's nothing we could do about it. We take the yehi and we make it vayehi. That's lashon sar. So that's the grub. But anyway, so he says here, vayehi. When this king sees her, so he sticks out his shabbat as well. Vayomer la melech malach Esther amalka. Esther, what can I do for you? Ma bakashasich. What are you asking? At chatzia malchus v'nasin loch. Until half the malchus I will give you. I don't want you to be more than me. But Archatia Malchus, Rashi says, Archatia Malchus, Davarshu Beemsa, Ubachatia Malchus, who? Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. She is Chilu Livnos be made Koresh. We know the Beis HaMikdash had been started to be built, and Koresh died. The Chazar Bovitziva Levata Malacha, and he came and said, you have to stop. Upshen Achashvira stopped it. So, says Achashvira, I'll give you anything you want, but I can't give you the Beis HaMikdash. Can't give you the Beis HaMikdash. The Marsha says on that Gemara, maybe the Lashon of Chatzi is like from the word Chotzeitz. Chotzeitz is to stop and to break off. Milashon Chatzitza, Shechotzeitzu Magia Hezek, Mibinya Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to damage, right? Because all the Malshinim that said, oh, that the Jews are going to want to rebel, and they want to build a building, and they're going to go against you. So that's why I can't give you the Beis HaMikdash. This is part of the historical point. Again, he didn't know she was Jewish yet. But whoever you are, I'm not building the Jews the temple. Vatomer Esther Mela Melech Tov, Yavo Emelech V'Haman Ayom, Ela Mishta Asher Asisi Lo. Let the king and Haman come for the Mishta. Right, the Darshi Rishumos, Mefarshim point out, Yavo Hamelech V'Haman Ayom, that's Rashi Tevos Yud Kei Vavkei. Dafka, why? In this pasuk is Yud Kei Vavkei? Because it's to show that who's really lifting up the king, the Achashverosh, and Haman at this time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really lifting him up. Later on, we're going to have, right, when Haman is found out, Ki Kalsa Elav HaRa'ah, that's Sofei Tevos Yud Kei Vavkei. Who's pulling Haman down? At the top of his of the story for him, and at the bottom of the story for him. So here, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Ayom, Ela Mishta Asher Asisi Lo. Mefarshim point out, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Forman notes this in his Sefer, that there's a purposely ambiguity here. Right, I want to invite the king and Haman to the Mishta that I will make for him. Who's the him? Who's the him? Right, one of the Pshat in the Gemara Megillah talks about many different reasons. Tesvav Mabes, why Esther invited them to a party. One of them, and Rashi quotes it here, is to plant doubt. Plant doubt in Achashverosh's mind. Is there something going on between Haman and Esther? and to get his jealousy going, get him fuming. And here she says, I want to come to the Mishnah that I'll make for him. Who's the him? Right, Foreman notes. It's ambiguous. It's ambiguous. Who's the him? And then the next one we'll see in a few psukim from now, when she invites him again, it's lahem for them. So again, who's them? Who was added on? Was Ahasuerus added on? Was Haman added on? Fascinating. Planting the seeds in his mind. The Gemara has, as I mentioned, Tesla Mabez, all the different pshatim. Why did Esther do this? Tana Bada Marasa Esther Shazimna as Haman. And again, they all might be have relevance to it. Rabbi Lazar Omer Pachim Tamnalo. She was setting up a trap. Rabbi Yishai Omer Beza Via Limda. Right, you have to, when if somebody is your enemy is starving, you have to be nice to your enemy. Rameir Omer Kedoshe Lo Yitol Eitz of the Yimrod. Rebuda Omer Kedesh Lo Yakir Bashi Yehudis. Reb Nechemya Omer Kedesh Lo Yomru Yisrael Achos Yesh Lona Bebeis Hamelach Yasichu Daitem and Arachamim. They shouldn't think, oh, we got one in the hole. Esther is a Jewess. No, let them think that I'm even like becoming buddy buddy with Haman and with Achashveros. They won't start davening, and they'll maybe even daven harder. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kadeshi Matzi La Bechalei. So he's always with her, and she could always keep an eye on him. Rabbi Yeshua Shiva Bedasi Amar La Yargish Hamakom Yaslan Ones. Hashem will see the predicament they're in. Or Rabbi Yeshua Bekarcha Omer Azvir Lo Panim Kadeshi Yehareg Hu Vehi. They'll both be killed. The king will think that something's going on here. Right, Rashi. She Yachshaduni Amelach Mi Menu Vyarog Et Shneinu. He'll kill both of us. Okay, I'm willing. I'm willing to give my life for Klal Yisrael. So all of these pshatim for why Esther invited them to the party. Ela Mishra Asher Asisi Lo. Vayomer HaMelech, and the king says, okay, Maru Es Haman, Lasos Adar Esther. So quickly, Vayomer HaMelech V'Haman Ela Mishra Asher Asta Esther. So the king and Haman come to the party. Vayomer HaMelech Esther Am B'Mishra Ayayin, Ma She'ela Seif Yinasin Lach, what's your She'ela? Uma Bakash Aseich? There's two lishonos here. There's she'ela and there's bakasha. She'ela and bakasha, right? Those might be two different ideas. This is a malbim type of comment. Every word means something else. So the Mishnah Zozov again quotes the difference. She'ela is something small. Like Batshava says to Shlomo, she'ela achas ktana, anochi, she'alta me'itach, mitme'itcha. And bakasha is something greater. Nafshi b'she'ela siva ami b'bakasha si. A little bit about me. Nafshi b'she'ela si va'ami, that's bigger. V'ami b'vakasha si. So she'ela and a bakasha, she is asking for rachmanis. Im matzasi chein be'enecha, be'enei ha'melech, v'im ala melech tov, laseis she'ela si v'lasos es bakasha si, yavo ha'melech v'haman come again. Ela mishra asher ese lohem. Here's the switch. U'machar ese k'dver ha'melech, and tomorrow I will do for the king. Vayetze Haman Bayamahu Sameach V'tov Lev. He goes out Sameach V'tov Lev. What is he? Usually Sameach V'tov Lev, you know, is something that's used by the tzaddikim. So some suggest that maybe it was her hashpa'a that she was near Esther. So he was Sameach V'tov Lev. Right? But right after that, what happened? Chema. Right? His heart is full of Chema. Didn't last. So he was Sameach V'tov Lev. But then right afterwards, Kiros Hamanas Mordechai Bishar HaMelech V'lo Kam V'lo Zami Menu V'yimali Hamanas Al Mordechai Chema. Chaim Shmulevitz has an amazing idea. V'lo Kam V'lo Zah. Not just V'lo Kam. He didn't stand up. V'lo Zah. He didn't move. He wasn't shaking. And also Mimenu, the Mefarshim pointed out, Mimenu was going on Zah because there's a separate trap. Lo Kam, that's one phrase. Lo Zah Mimenu. He didn't shake from him. He wasn't scared of him. Chaim Shmulevitz writes at the end of Maimar Nun Gimel, Kan Muddagash Iker Kochol Shel Mordechai. Shelohayabo Shemetz Mimidas Habihilus. There was nothing Midas Habihilus that's out of control and hurriedness. Ela Av Shekol HaOlam Go Eish Vero Eish Me'e Maso Shel Haman. The whole world is shaking. Hu Nishar B'Menuchas Nafsho. He has Menuchas HaNefesh. Lo Rak Shelokam Ela Gam Sheloza. Gam Sheloza. Rav Aaron Caller says maybe this is also a tikkun for Shaul HaMelech. Shaul, who always did what the Am, you know, cared about, and he was always nervous about the Am, right? Like we know from the Haftorah Parsha Zachar, the Am made me do it. The Am, I was nervous, but here Mordechai acted not caring what the Am thought, not caring what Haman thought, and that made Haman extremely angry. Vayis apak Haman, and Haman had to hold back. Remember, you're right, Yosef alo yachol lehitapik. What do you have to hold back? So the Mefarshim, the Time of the Krah, and others. He wanted to kill Mordechai on the spot. It's just, it's not biderech nimus that the prime minister himself sullies his hands and does this, you know, personally. So he has to hold back. He didn't really want to hold back, but he has to hold back. But he's apa kaman. Vayavo el beiso. Vayishlach. Vayavo yesoava veser shishto. He went. He sent for, and he got his whole family. He has to talk to them. Vayisaperlam lahaman es kvod ashro v'rov bana. He tells them all about his greatness. What they don't know, Haman has never told them before. He starts telling him about his great osher. He has tremendous riches. V'rov bana. The Eben Ezra says here, it's not Rove, but they know how many children. What he's telling his wife, how many children there are. Amar Abadaktakim, says the Eben Ezra, ki pirusho geduvas banav, kimo kiryas melech rav, ki ech yagid leishto sheish lo banim rabim, ulefei dati shekenu, siper lo oavav im ishto mazalo atov, veyesh lo osher rav ubanim rabim, uvechol ze lo isha benam uma, but it's still not worth it. Now back to the pasuk. Ve'is kol asher gidlo hamelech, how the king had appointed him and elevated him. Ve'is asher niso al hasarim ve'avdi hamelech, and he's raised, and he's the highest level. Vayomer Haman, and Haman says again, aflo ivia Esther amalkim hamelech ala mishter asher asasa kimosi. I'm the only one. Besides Achashverosh, ve'gam lamachar ani karu lo hamelech. I'm the only one who went today, and I'm going tomorrow. Ve'kol ze einenu shoveli. All this is not worth it to me. Right? Mefarshim point out that Sofei Tevo's there. Ze einenu shaveli. That's Yudke Vavke. Right? Hashem is pulling him down. Because ze einenu shaveli. But this is the Haman. Right? It's not worth it. Becholeis asher ani roes ha-Mordechai ha-Yehudi. Yoshe b'shar ha-Melech. I see Mordechai there. I have everything. But, you know, it's not worth anything. Right? This is what the Mefarshim point out. The Haman min atra minayin and chulin kufla metes ha-min ha-eitz hazeh. I mean, what's the connection between Adam Arishon and Haman? Adam had everything. He could eat from every tree in the world. Every tree in the garden except for this one. Just one. That's the only one he couldn't eat. And he wanted it. Even though he had everything. Lahavdil. But Haman had everything. Right? The opposite of Sameach Pachalko. He had everything and he couldn't get enough. The Sichas Musar. Again, in a Maimar Pei Beis. He talks about this. He has 127 medinos. Everybody's korum mishtachim lahaman. Kol olam kulo, giving him kamen. V'rak adam echad ba'olam. Mordechai shmo. He sits there. He's not korea. Right? What? That's mevatel everything. Ela bira davar shelatayves hakavid ein gvul. V'chol zman shachasra tipa achas bayama kavid sheyeshlo. If anybody's missing one drop of kavid, harei kol hakavid enu shaveli. It's not worth it. Ki ilu lo kibel afilu tipa achas shel kavid. As if he didn't get one drop of kavid. If he's missing one drop of kavod, v'nishart samei l'kavod kamo shahaya, and he's left thirsty. B'chol hanos ba'olam hazeh. Then the Chayshul Levitz adds, in any gashmias hana, kima shenena adam yemar gvul mesuyim ari soveya. You generally soveya eating. So there is a point where you reach full, right? Any other taiva, there's generally satiation reached. This you're a base kibul. You can't have more except for taivas hakavod. Ein b'mamish, v'lo shaycha b'svia, u'kemisha m'mali ruach b'chafnav. There's no limit. There's no maximum. And therefore, he just couldn't deal with it. Couldn't deal with one person even. Because in Neshavili, as we know, the opposite of Sameach Pachelko. V'tomer lo zeresh ishto, v'kol o'avav. So Zeresh and all of his friends said, simple, yasu eitz kavo chemisha m'ama, build a big eitz, 50 amos. Get rid of Mordechai. Some say that they looked into the fortune tellers and they saw that it's going to be a tremendous Yeshua. A tremendous Yeshua with somebody hanging from a board that's 50 amos high. They couldn't imagine it was going to be Yeshua for the Jews, right? But they thought it was going to be Yeshua for Haman, right? So his headache doesn't happen anymore and therefore Mordechai is hanging. Obviously, they didn't realize. And again, this is one of those examples of an ahafochu, dafka, the tree, the wood that was built for Mordechai, Haman, dafka, was the one that was hanging. Uva boker, omer le melech. And in the morning, go tell the king to hang Haman. That's what his wife tells him to do. V'yitluas Mordechai alav. And you can hang Mordechai in it. Uvo im ha-melech el ha-mishta sameach. And then you'll see a very high tree, very high woods. You'll even see him hanging in the wind. And then you'll go to the party happy. V'yitav adavar b'enei lefnei Haman. V'yas eitz. He makes the tree. And as we know, he didn't wait till the morning. His wife told him to wait till the morning. He didn't wait till the morning, he couldn't, and because he didn't wait till the morning, the king happened to see outside the window at the beginning of the next parak. Again, the Medrash adds in heart-wrenching details of what happens here. He went to Mordechai, he happened to see Mordechai, right, after this, and we had this plan, and he goes over, and he sees he's learning with thousands of children, and he says, L'machar eherog elu atinokos tchilo v'yachar kach etzles Mordechai, v'ayu imoseyem mevios lem lechem umayim, v'omos lem banenu ichlu v'shtu kodim shetamusu l'machar, v'al tamusu barav, you haven't eaten for a few days, so eat and drink at least before you die, miyad ha'imanichin yideyem al sefreyem, v'nishboim b'chaye Mordechai Rabbeinu. And they swore in the name of Mordechai, Rabbeinu, that was their Rebbe. Lo nocha v'lo nishte el mitoch taniseinu namus. Go kulam b'b'chiyat sha'olsam shavasam l'marom. They cried until their cries went up to heaven. V'sham HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol b'chiyasam. Kivshasi kibishte sha'us balayla. Bo'os ha'shon is galgulu rachamam shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aman b'kizei din v'yashem b'kizei rachamim. V'amar makol gadol hazeh sheni shomea kidgdayim utlayim. These little sheep and goats I hear crying. Aman Moshe Rabbeinu v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar b'nei shel olam. Remember Moshe and Mordechai are crying? Lo gidiyim v'lo tzlamim elak tanei amcha. Shem shruyim b'taynis hayom shloshe yamim shloshe leilos. These children haven't eaten or drunk 3 days, 3 nights. U'lamachar rotsa ha'oyiv l'shochtam. Ki gidiyim v'tzlamim, they're going to end up like those sheep. Ba'osa shah, not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oso igeres. Shegazer aleihem, sheyuchasumos b'chosem shel tit. V'karam v'hipel ha'chashverosh behala boso alayla. As we saw before, chosem shel tit versus chosem shel blood. Hado d'chsib alayla ahu. Nadada shas ha'melef. So this is already setting the stage. Again, on the outside, it looks bleak. But as we know, this is already setting the stage for the ge'ula.